This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Dave Sussman back with you at the Riddleside with Joe Messina. I am delighted to be sitting here guest hosting for Joe. Joe is doing his civic duty tonight. He won an election, school board. He's sitting and doing his hard work, and I get to sit here and play. I'm having a great time. Give us a phone call if you want to have a quick chat, 855-732-5563. That's 855-732-5563. And you could find Joe's website, therealside.com. Really happy to be here. So we were chatting in the last hour about the State of the Union. And one of the things that I believe is an issue with our State of the Union today is the cultural war. And, you know, listen, I am a father, I have two sons, and I take a look at what is going on right now in this world where boys are being essentially pressured to no longer be boys. Now, has there been toxic masculinity in the past? Has there been issues of some boys not behaving well? Absolutely. And so the things that I'm about to say right now has nothing to do with them. If somebody behaves out of hand, if you get a really aggressive guy on a date, or you get somebody that is sexually harassing coworkers, well, guess what? Sexually harassing coworkers is illegal, and there are ramifications, especially if you are a powerful boss or president. So my issue is this cultural discussion that we're having right now. It's in the media. It's in the schools. And it's kind of going hand in hand with this identity politics of white privilege. You know, if you're a male, now it's male privilege or straight privilege. As I was laughing with Joe last week, you know, I need one more and I've got the trifecta, you know. It's insane what's happening right now. But here's the problem. I think people are starting to become extremely confused. They really are not. You know, it's hard enough today. It's hard enough anytime. It was hard enough when I grew up and I was a teenager and I was trying to figure it all out. And it's confusing. Puberty's confusing. Your body changes. Your emotions. You're bipolar on the best days of the week. And yes, we should contain our anger and our frustrations and we shouldn't act out. And that's society basically saying, yes, you shouldn't be a jerk. Which is what that means. Don't be a jerk. Just be nice. Treat people the way that you want to be treated. But now we're dealing with issues along the ways of, you know, boys generally grow up and, you know, Bill Burr has a wonderful, he has a bit that he talks about, you know, men do what's healthy and that's just stuff it down. Stuff all those frustrations and those emotions down until it turns into a cancer when they're 60 or 70. That's the healthy thing to do. The suppression of emotion. Well, you know, should we try to get our kids and especially our boys to talk about emotion a little bit more? Absolutely. I think, you know, the idea that don't show emotion, that may not be so healthy. So we could definitely have these discussions. But when we're talking about men, generally speaking, and we're talking about things like the Gillette ad that comes out and sweeps across an entire gender, basically stating that men can do better, not some men, not those men that should do better and know better should do better, but men. What is this saying to our adolescents that are trying to figure it out? What are we hearing from the left regarding showing your emotions to the point where you're now becoming a weedy, infantile, emotional mess? A pajama boy. That we should rely upon the government to take care of us. And this is the problem that we're having in this culture today. It isn't just an economic discussion. It's a cultural discussion on how we're raising our children to be independent, to be self-reliant. And if you're not teaching your kids to go out and get what they want in this world, to be bold, then you're teaching them to fail. Relying upon the nanny state is a disaster because there is no nanny state that could take care of you. You could get a sustenance, a bare bones minimum, if you have to rely on the government, and it should only be relying on the government for a very short period of time. So what are we teaching our children? What are we saying to our children? That we have a rape culture? The college culture, it encourages masculinity and therefore fraternities, you know, which I went through one and was very proud to be a member of a fraternity. There wasn't any rape. But if you're a member of a fraternity today, you're looked at as a suspect? Guilty until proven innocent? The system for social rules on campus is now geared towards treating every man as if they're trying to be dominant over you. This toxic masculinity, this idea that all men, their identity hinge upon the ability to exert dominance over women, is absolutely false. Are there jerks? Yes. We're going to talk a lot more about this after the break. Our guest coming up is Deanna Lorraine, author of Making Love Great Again and host of her own podcast. And we're going to have this discussion because this needs to be had. You need to end this thing. Dave Sussman sitting in for Joe Messina. We'll be right back after the break. Realside.com, 855-732-5563.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard. Let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1 877
928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Never mind, dear, chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah.
And welcome back to The Real Side. Dave Sussman sitting in for Joe Messina, your guest host. And give us a phone call at 855-732-5563 to join the conversation. And before we bring on our guest here, Deanna Lorraine, I just understand we have a quick call. Diane, how are you?
Yes. Hi, Dave.
Great to have you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. Yeah, it's Diane. And I just wanted to say that I was listening to what you were saying about men and toxic masculinity. I'm the mother of two sons. They're both in their 20s. One of the things I noticed when they were growing up as little boys is that they really liked the idea of being a hero. They liked the idea of coming in and saving the day And, you know, they used to play with their soldiers and stuff, but they always wanted to do something bigger than themselves and help somebody. And when I was in college at USC, I had the exact same experience as Christine Blasey Ford. I had a fraternity guy take me down, or as Christine Blasey Ford says she has, which I don't believe, because having had the same experience, I didn't respond in the way she did. But I had someone hold me down and try to rape me. It was a man, obviously, but the people who broke down the door and pulled him off me and kicked him out of the house and called the police were also men. There were 15 guys who heard me screaming. They broke down the door. They pulled this 250-pound guy, football player, off of me and tried to take care of me as best they could. Nothing had happened, thank God. It was exactly like Blasey Ford's story.
Right.
So,
Diane,
these guys,
you're bringing up an issue here, which I think is extremely important, because there are two sides to masculinity. I want to thank you for your call, because I want to bring in our guest to talk about exactly what you are talking about right now, Diane. Thank you so much for the call. Deanna Lorraine is joining us here. She's a popular YouTube host, conservative political commentator, and author of her great book, Making Love Great Again. You've seen her on RT and CNN. Deanna, what do you think about what Diana just said?
I love what she said. She brings up such a good point. It's what I always talk about, which is innately, there's in men's primal instincts, men instinctively want to be heroes. They want to. They want to save the day. They want to be needed. They want to be valuable. They all wear their Superman capes growing up, not because it's a boy thing to do or because people tell them to wear it. It's because they truly want to be that way. So with you know, our culture saying that that is considered toxic masculinity, or that, you know, that those instincts are wrong or bad somehow, you know, it really just takes away men's primal a purpose in life, which is feeling needed. Most men want to feel needed, and it takes away their joy. You know, when women say that they don't need men or that they don't want to need men, it is actually taking away a true joy of men, which is wanting to be feeling like they're useful and needed. So it really is a sad thing, and it's totally right what she says.
Yeah, it really is. And Diane, again, thanks for the call, because you really hit on it. And it's an issue. And when we see Blasey Ford going out there and you have this, you know, believe all women. Well, apparently, according to Arianna Huffington, Deanna, she feels that maybe that's not such a good thing. She just tweeted, and I'm going to read the tweet here verbatim. She said, and by the way, Arianna Huffington, Huffington Post. Three times as many male managers are now uncomfortable mentoring women in the wake of hashtag Me Too. This is a huge step in the wrong direction. We need more men to hashtag mentor her. So what are we seeing now as a direct result of this, you know, believe all women, you know, what's happening to the working relationships?
Well, first of all, what she did is also a step in the wrong direction, too. It's this constant misunderstanding of men. It's constant scolding men and telling men they need to do better and work harder in order to be up to snuff. So what she wrote was, I was just thinking maybe she was on the right track. And then, unfortunately, she ruined it by saying all men should start tweeting mentor women hashtag. And that's the wrong direction. You know, we need to understand why men don't want to mentor women. Don't just force men to want to mentor women. You can't do that if it's not in their nature, if they don't want to. The reason why they're not wanting to mentor women is because so many women right now are making up false allegations of sexual assault and sexual misconduct. And the bar changes all the time. The definition of sexual harassment and sexual assault changes, I would say, by the day now for women. You know, there was someone from ESPN that got fired that was working there for almost three decades that got fired because he was in a room, a closed room, with his coworker making a joke to each other in private. And a woman from the other room was hearing in between the walls and was recording them. And somehow she got them fired because she said that was inappropriate, but she wasn't even in the room. And she said that was sexual harassment, and they believed her. So the definition of sexual harassment and sexual assault is defined every single day by women. So of course men don't trust themselves to work around them, not because they don't trust themselves or they think they're somehow going to slip up or harass a woman. That's not it at all. It's because women are solely basically responsible for a man's fate at this point. A man's fate, his career, his reputation is now in the hands of women who have now we've seen a high tendency of being emotional. They have a track record of making things up or changing the definition of harassment. I do not blame men for not being comfortable mentoring women anymore. I don't blame men for not wanting to hire women anymore and not wanting to be around them. A lot of men are telling me they don't even want to be friends with a woman at this point. And they're teaching their sons to record conversations with girls on the schoolyard, on the high schoolyard if they need to, because, you know, they're like, hey, cover your butt, cover your butt. If this ever comes to haunt you, like Kavanaugh, you have, you know, you have a record of it. And that's a sad day in America where the trust and the goodwill has been broken to this extent between men and women.
You know, by the way, folks, this is Miss Deanna Lorraine, and you could find her channel on YouTube, Making Love Great Again, and a phenomenal series of videos, and every man and woman should watch it, and she's a host of her own podcast as well. You know, we're seeing this right now. We got to the point where the left is kind of more or less eating their own, right? The believe-all accuser standard, and the Washington Examiner just published the sexual assault allegation against Democrat Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax. He's added to the chaos in a state already reeling for the publication of the governor's Ralph Northam yearbook page, right? The Ku Klux Klan and the blackface. But what's happening right now is that this standard is testing the left believe all accusers, that the standard has emerged in recent years, most prominently in the confirmation hearings of Justice Brett Kavanaugh. So we're going to talk about all of this coming up after the break and the news with Deanna Lorraine, Making Love Great Again. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be back here shortly. Dave Sussman sitting in for Joe Messina on The Real Side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says there's no basis for the Democratic chair of the House Intelligence Committee to announce plans to launch a broad new investigation looking into Russian interference in the 2016 election and Trump's foreign interests. Democratic Congressman John Garamundi feels otherwise.
We'll investigate everything that could be troublesome to this country, and that is the president's finances. How about talking about the emoluments clause and the Trump Hotel here in town?
Top political figures in Virginia are facing allegations. Virginia's attorney general says he too wore blackface. Mark Herring says he dressed up for a party in 1980, began with Governor Ralph Northam. He's been urged to resign after a 1984 yearbook page showed a man in blackface and a man in a KKK costume. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Ready? Go ahead, Deanna. Go ahead, Deanna.
Welcome back, everyone. This is The Real Side with Joe Messina. This is Deanna Lorraine, and I'm filling in right now. We're really excited to talk about how to make our culture great again and how to make love great again. Just in time for Valentine's Day.
Oh, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Masculinity. There we
Hello?
Go. Toxic masculinity. Hey, Dave. Dave is back.
Yes, I am. How are we?
Yes. We're good. We were just talking about how toxic masculinity has crept into the lexosphere in the last year. And, you know, unfortunately, it's just really had the consequence of having men just go the opposite direction and not only not want to date women, but not even want to hire them, mentor them, or work around them. Isn't that the exact opposite of what feminism was trying to achieve?
It's not only totally the opposite, but I think it's extremely damaging. And,
yeah.
You know, if we're going to play this game where everybody mm-hmm. is going to be so sensitive about every single thing that they say, this is really what I wanted to have you on to talk about. Listen, we have Valentine's Day coming up, right? How is this impacting
yes.
our relationships between men and women?
Well, a lot of women are single this Valentine's Day and they're wondering why. Well, it's because men are no longer going to take the risk. Why should they even approach a woman at a bar or at an event? Why should they flirt with them? Why should they ask them out or even make a move on a woman if they feel like there's a possibility that women are going to take it the wrong way and get all sensitive and then maybe even file a sexual harassment lawsuit against them? And then they're even more screwed because of this believe all women narrative. So it's like men can't win. Then we have someone like Arianna Huffington that's saying that, you know, instead of just listening to men, since we've listened to women for the last 50 years about their problems and issues, instead of listening to men and saying, you know, maybe we should look at men's perspective and wonder why are they not feeling comfortable with women? Maybe it's possible that we've pushed them too far and they don't feel safe around women. Instead of doing that, they continue with this narrative that, you know what, men just need to do better. Men, you just need to grow a pair and hashtag mentor women and get over it. That's their solution. It's
only good for them. You know, men need to listen all day to their concerns. But
right.
when it comes to listening to men and their concerns, they don't like to look at the other table. And it's disgusting. This is why I just can't, I can't ever stand behind this modern brand of feminism anymore. It doesn't make sense. It's cruel and it doesn't work. And it really is ruining relationships to the point where it may be irreparable if we don't start having these conversations very soon here.
So, listen, you and I have talked about this before. We had you on our show, and you did a fantastic job. Your book is amazing. This is having a detrimental impact on the, you know, a lot of people listening to this show, they may be thinking to themselves, oh, this is crazy, but I don't see this, right? This isn't impacting me, and I'm already married, and mm-hmm. so on. This is about our young men that are growing up today. This is about the millennials and the generation following them, Gen Z, right? What, you know, when we have men, listen, you and I have talked about this, right? I try to be chivalrous. I will open the door for you. I will usually pay for dinner, right? This is how I mm-hmm. was raised. I also want to be bold when I'm attracted to a woman. What is the younger generation today learning about all of those, what are normal classical romantic overtures that a guy would normally take?
That it's not acceptable, or that it's too much of a risk. It could end in a harassment lawsuit. And also, women are now saying that these kinds of aggressive behaviors or bold behaviors or chivalry is considered sexist. So what's a man to do? You know, what is a man to do? You know, just like women, men want to feel that they have a purpose in life. So when we're going around saying that they're not needed, they're not wanted, it even worse than that, that they're toxic, that their very existence as being a male is toxic, that's just a recipe for boys growing up very angry, having depression, and doing things like school shootings or committing suicide. You know, the suicide rate is extremely high for males right now. No one is looking into this issue. That Gillette ad that came out recently was saying basically that it is toxic for boys to just wrestle with each other, to play wrestle, or for men to do things like barbecue, or even look at a woman that is attractive that's down the street. This is all just part of the mating and game, and it's all part of being a boy. Yes, boys will be boys, and they should be boys. We should have differences between us, and it makes it beautiful. But it's there, you know, the left is trying to completely stamp out any differences between boys and girls, and any heroic, any brave, any bold traits in men that we actually need. When men are healthy, they become strong, healthy leaders, strong, healthy fathers, great husbands, you know, competitive in the workplace. They're pioneers. They're innovators. We need that healthy masculinity in the world. It's what built our cities. It's what got us to where we are today in America. We can't just abandon it.
Well, we've got a political environment right now. And by the way, we have Deanna Lorraine, YouTube host, conservative political commentator, RTV, RT, CNN. You've seen her on Fox, and author of Making Love Great Again. We have a political environment right now where, and I'm going to talk about this in a few minutes as well, but when we see, you know, the gender politics that are just taking over our discussions, that everything is about women. And, you know, vote for this last presidential campaign that we had. You had so many people in this country that were voting for Hillary, not on policy, but on gender.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, this is insane, right? But how do we have that discussion?
Well, I mean, we have to have more women who stand up to this BS. More women who say, look, I'm a woman. We should not be voting on people based on their genitals. We should be voting on people based on their policies, based on the content of their character, right? This is what Martin Luther King's dream was. It was judging people by the content of their character, not by what their genitals are or whatever color their skin is. But the left wants to take us back in time. We would call it completely sexist if we voted for a man just based on the fact that he's a man instead of his policies. So we need to actually have more women speak up and stand up against this nonsense, and more men who are not afraid to. Right now, men feel afraid. They're so bullied into submission that if they speak out, they will be called a sexist or a misogynist, that they're afraid to speak up against this narrative. But I say it's time to speak up, stand up for your manhood, and say, look, you know, if you don't stand up and have the courage to, then, you know, there might be no turning back. And I'm having this Tribute to Men rally in Washington, D.C. on March 1st, and it's exactly that. It's men and women who are standing up to this narrative and publicly declaring that this does not speak for them, that we need healthy boys, men, masculinity, and fathers, and we need to appreciate and honor them. And it is not sexist or wrong to honor and appreciate men and masculinity. So I think it just starts with this public conversation and a public declaration from women and men that they denounce this modern raging brand of feminism. They denounce this disgusting misandry and male bashing. That's
Tell us where
with.
People could find out more information about the rally. I understand it's going to be around CPAC.
Yeah, it's going to be right around CPAC, about two blocks from CPAC, so you can just dip on over there. It's going to be in Washington, D.C., Friday, March 1st. And you can just Google A Tribute to Men Rally. It's on Eventbrite. It's also on Facebook. And you can go to my website or my Twitter. I've been tweeting a lot about it. My Twitter is DeannaLorraine7, and you can hear all about it then. And I encourage men and women everywhere to go to it. And let's celebrate our men and masculinity and fathers.
We're going to finish
strong up. Strong men equals a strong Nathan.
Yeah, strong men. We do need strong men. We're going to finish up here with you because I understand you've got another commitment. But real quickly, I mean, we've talked about this before. This trajectory we are on right now, you're fighting it. A lot of other brave women are fighting it.
Yes.
Are you optimistic where we're heading or are you concerned?
I am very concerned. I'm very concerned, but I'm optimistic at the same time. I could be both, right? And I'm fighting it, and I'm seeing that the more outrageous the left is becoming with these, you know, openly misandric, male-bashing kinds of messages, the more a lot of women are starting to come to their senses and say, you know what, this is wrong. This is not right. I have sons. I have a husband. You know, I have to think about my future and my son's future. So I think that they're almost they're overplaying their hand here, the left, and I'm hoping that women will come out to their senses more. I am optimistic.
Appreciate it, Deanna Lorraine. Thank you so much for joining us. Follow Deanna, everybody. She is a brave and phenomenal voice, and greatly appreciate you taking the time. Thank you so much, and folks,
we're
going to be right back on the other side. And our guest coming up in the next hour is John Gabriel Ricochet. We'll be right back. Go to the website, check out the stations and times, give us a phone call at 1-855-REAL-JOE to get on the air. Dave Sussman, be right back with you shortly. Thank you so much.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Nice. I like this music. Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina, and I am your guest host, Dave Sussman, sitting in for Joe, who is doing his civic duty, winning an election, and making America a greater country. Check us out at the website, realside.com. Call us at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And we just had Deanna Lorraine on, who is somebody, a brave voice in this discussion that we're having right now regarding this whole agenda that's coming from the left regarding toxic masculinity. Yeah, I say it with a lisp. I'm sorry. And I know people are going to be offended by that, right? But this is just, we are now in an insane asylum. It really is, where you have to watch every single thing you say. And not only that, but you have to worry about things that you may have said 5, 10, 20, 30 years ago. What is in my yearbook? Well, besides a really dorky picture, I'm not worried about it. Maybe, no. I never, you know what? I would have remembered if I put on blackface. I would have remembered if I had a white hood. Don't tell me that you don't remember. It may not be you. Come on. Oh, by the way, I dressed up like Michael Jackson a few weeks earlier. Listen, we're in an insane time right now. But going back to the SCOTUS, we talked about, I'm sorry, not SCOTUS, the SOTU, S-O-T-U, State of the Union. Last night, you know, this idea of these, of the gender politics and all of the Democratic females were all dressed in white. And you've seen the memes, you know, they've been taken to task for that. But the gender politics is very much alive and well at last night's State of the Union. You're watching all of these white outfits, and I'm sitting there and I'm thinking to myself, aren't the Democrats, aren't liberals, aren't left of center people supposed to try to bring us together? Isn't the goal for the left that we can just all get along? And what I'm hearing coming from the left right now is this idea that you have to be tolerant. You know, you have we believe in gender equality. Well, so do I. Everybody does, pretty much, unless you're a fruitcake. You know, we've got the nutcases on the far extreme, but pretty much anybody that's around the center, I call it the 80% around the center. You're 40% on one side or 40% on the other. These are normal people. We get up in the morning, we raise our children, we go to work, we barbecue on the weekends, and then we throw a beer back watching an awful Super Bowl game. So, you know, who are these people representing? Who are you representing, ladies, when the only applause line that you had last night was for yourselves? Because you ran as a candidate for Congress and you were elected. Well, anybody could do that. You could be a man, you could be a woman, you could be black, you could be Hispanic, you could be Asian, you could be Native American, you could be handicapped, whatever. Because that's the country that we live in. So what message is it that you are saying to our children, ladies in white, that America is a sexist, misogynist country where women are still put at the back of the bus? Listen, I've traveled around this world. I'm very, very fortunate. I've had some successful years and some not so successful years. And so I've seen a lot of this world. And, you know, every time I come back home, I marvel at how this country has allowed anybody with a little bit of moxie, a little bit of hard work to succeed. And it doesn't make a difference what you are. I'm so sick and tired of this because, you know, we've had people on our show. We've talked about this. We had Alveda King on, the niece of Martin Luther King. This is African American History Month. And everything that Martin Luther King stood for, as Deanna was just talking about, everything that he stood for was in reference to the content of our character. Character. Who are you? You're a hard worker? You're a good family person? Man, woman, whatever? You call your mom on Sundays? Fantastic. That's what I'm going to look at. I'm not going to look at what color skin you are or what genitalia you got between your legs. And I'm not going to promote you based upon your genitalia or your skin color. I'm not going to demote you either. I'm going to base it upon who you are. And what the left in this country are doing, exemplified last night by this, it was atrocious. The lessons that they are teaching us are that no, women and blacks and Hispanics and anybody of a minority status, you are victims. You are a victim. And this is an awful, awful lesson for us to be passing on to the next generation. And it's dangerous because what it's doing is it's turning everybody into one issue political fans, if you are. I'm going to vote for Hillary Clinton because we need our first female president. Well, what if it was Condoleezza Rice? You're hitting two there, right? What if it was Governor Haley? No, we need a liberal woman. And that's where the rubber meets the road for the left. This whole idea of tolerance is only as good as you agree with them. Only if it's agreeable to them. So the idea of tolerance is tolerance of left-wing ideology that tribalizes us, that splits us apart. And it is dangerous. And I'm imploring everybody who is hearing this from their media, from their newscasters, because everything today is about this. And people are just reading teleprompters and telling you an African-American, a female, a first female this, a first African-American that. And we're, as a society, we're celebrating this because we've been indoctrinated to celebrate it. Listen, I vehemently disagreed with President Barack Obama on his policies. Almost 9 out of 10 of his issues I had serious disagreement with, and I thought he was bad for the country. What I do think he was good for was when he first was elected. I didn't vote for him, of course. I voted for Romney. I'm a right of center guy. But when he was elected, I said, I understand why people are proud. Hopefully he will bring this country together. And it seems to me now, some almost 10 years later, that we are more divided than ever before. 9 years, 10 years after the, 11 years now, after the election of the first African-American president, we are more focused now on gender and race and ethnicity than ever, ever before. I don't remember talking about this as much as we are the last several years. What happened? How did we get to this point where everything now is focused on your identity? We call it identity politics. I call it dangerous. I call it poison. And it is absolute cancer for us as a country if we are going to move forward and try to become a great country where everybody has the opportunity, not the guarantee, but the opportunity to succeed. It's devastating. And last night's example of, I'm going to give it a 9.5 out of 10. I think it was Trump's best speech ever. Whoever wrote it should be given, you know, the keys. Let them drive. Because what they wrote, again, I refer to Peter Robinson, who wrote Reagan's speech at the Berlin Wall. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Last night's State of the Union is at that level. And if you pull apart all of the different sections, there were so many fantastic calls to action for America to make us a better, more unified country again. And I applaud him, and I applaud, because he wouldn't have said it if he didn't believe it. And I applaud those that support him on this. We all want to just get along. The white outfits was cancer. We can do better. And for those friends of mine left of center, and I've got plenty of left of center friends, classic liberals mostly, but even a few progressives, I ask you to look inward and figure out how we can do better as a country. Because if we continue down this road of division and tribalism and gender and identity first, this country's never going to recover. And we could become balkanized in our own echo chambers with our social media, which I'm going to be talking about next after the break, how it's ruining our media. Stay tuned for this. We got a big hour coming up here. But if it, you know, combined with the media and our academia and our culture and our movies, and now the left in government is standing up, applauding, yay, us, because we're women. We're in trouble. We're in trouble. What do you guys think? Everybody listening to the show, give us a phone call. We're going to be back after the top of the hour. You can give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. And that will bring us into the main line here. I'm sitting in for Joe Messina, and I greatly appreciate it. Joe, thanks for giving me the opportunity here. Guest host, Dave Sussman. Check out the website, realside.com. And we'll be back after the break in the news and the commercials. We got John Gabriel coming up from ricochet.com. After the break. We'll be right back.